Did you know you're part of a tribe? More than likely, you are a part of many. We don't recognize it in the moment, but we are all becoming more and more linked and grouped together through social media platforms by our beliefs, faith, opinions, political positions, interests, hobbies, sports teams, things we've experienced in life, and so much more. We are all subconsciously forming these tribes and creating and joining communities of commonality online and offline. As this takes place, we begin to be defined to a certain extent by the tribes we are a part of. As our loyalty and commitment to a group deepens, our identity becomes more connected to the strongly shared values, experiences, and beliefs. We form this tribal identity. For example, recently I got one of those essential oil diffusers. I filled it up with water, dropped in some oil, and plugged it in. Mist started flying out like crazy, and my kitchen began filling with the fragrance of lavender and wild orange, peppermint, and whatever else I dropped in there. It was amazing. So amazing, I recorded a video of it and posted it online, sharing my joy and my newfound focus, calmness, and relaxed state of mind. A friend of mine reached out to me and said, "I didn't know you were an oiler." Well, I didn't know I was either. I shared my limited knowledge and use of essential oils with her, and next thing I know, I'm a new member of a private online oiler group. See how it happens? Tribes! Oilers unite! It got me thinking about all of the influences that shape our identity. At a glance, people can look at your groups, interests, connections, and immediately they think they know who you are. So, who are you? Are you being defined by the world and who the world says you are or should be? Maybe a group you are a part of and that interest, platform, or belief or side of an opinion has defined you to the point that you are known more for that position, ideology, or theology more than who you are and who you were created to be. Have you gotten so lost in a virtual reality that you've created, or maybe gone so far down a road away from God that you don't even know who you are anymore? You may need a reminder. Jeremiah 18, 3 and 4. "So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel, but the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me. He said, 'Can I not do with you, Israel, as this potter does, declares the Lord? Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand.'" God created man from the dust of the ground. Through the work of a potter at his wheel with a lump of clay, God showed the prophet Jeremiah and reminds us today who we are. We are clay in his hands, created and molded for a purpose, his purpose. When we surrender to God's perfect design, we can live out that purpose every day, knowing fully who we are and who God is creating us to be. That's the truth. Who am I? I'm a child of the living God. I am greatly loved. I am complete in Him. I am redeemed. I am free. I'm Lori Klein.